Hello and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and I'm super happy as I am joined for the first episode of 2021. The Earth's Mightiest Nerds have once again reassembled for the first time in over 15 episodes as we finally got the trio back together. I am joined with not only Caden, but my buddy Josh.
What's up, guys? This is Caden here.
Привет, суки!
And that Russian man was Josh. We are super excited to share this podcast episode with you. This one's going to be very simple, just casual conversation. We are going to be talking about 2020 and how that year has affected us and what we are looking forward to in the year ahead with 2021. So if that's something that interests you, please, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Can I just say how awesome it is that we finally got the three of us together for the first time, and not just for the podcast, but to hang out in general for the first time in...
like
2 months?
Yeah, it's been much. 2 months. Yeah.
Last time we hung out was my 19th birthday. So
yeah, and that was in
late October. About 2 months. Almost 3 months. So yeah.
Work has been killing me at an unnecessarily rate, and I really just haven't had time until this week, so I am so thankful that I finally got time to hang out with people that I haven't hung out with in a long freaking time, and I'm getting to see people again outside of work, because I honestly forgot I had a social life, but yeah, pretty much.
Yes, and what I would like to start this podcast off with is, gentlemen, I want each of you in three words to describe 2020.
Okay.
Caden, go first.
That's easy. It was... unexpected, but I was calm, and it really wasn't that much different, so.
Josh.
Train wreck. Disaster. Dumpster fire.
That's three.
And I'll do a fourth one, educational.
Okay. I'm gonna take the simple and nerdy route. It's a trap.
Pretty much.
Anybody who understands that reference, you're cool. As 2020 is now over, it is now time to recap the most infamous year in our lifetime. And what a better way to start that than to go to the very beginning, known as January BC, before COVID. So,
should be before Corona.
Either way works.
Yeah, they're both the same name.
Both the same thing. Before COVID era works too.
BCE, yeah.
And so, guys, how would we describe January through early March of 2020?
It was still normal. It was just starting to pick up.
I would say, yeah, it was a calm before the storm. Mostly because, I was trying to enlist in the Marines for a while, and... it's called the delayed entry program is what I was in, and a lot of the poolies, they're called poolies for the Marines.
The poolies.
We were messing around, you know, we were getting news of coronavirus, people on ships having it and it coming out of China. And so we called it the Kung Flu for a while, messing around. We thought it wasn't going to be a problem. And then, you know, we didn't really take any precautions or anything, and at the time, I still work at the same place I had for the last year, but at the time, I saw people who were paying attention to the news and stuff, and they were already coming in with masks and gloves and sanitizing everything and stuff like that, and I was like, wow, you guys are weird, and then...
Now it's our life.
Right around March is when, I think it was March, wasn't it? When everything got bad and they started doing lockdowns and we didn't go back to school for the rest of the year.
I remember it infamously. It was March 13th. And the thing that I say that's infamously, our last day of high school was Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, it was really... It was, like I said earlier, it was the calm before the storm. And we had no idea how bad the storm was actually going to be.
When all we were worrying about was World War III memes, and Australia was on fire, and Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. That was just the appetizer.
And
then...
I will admit,
this crap happens.
I will admit, March 2020 was the last time I was actually happy. Not gonna lie. Like, I don't mean to turn this into any kind of, like, mental health or whatever, but really everything was fine up until everything shut down and the world just started falling apart because of the corona.
I will agree. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Caden, would you like to describe your first few months of the year?
During corona?
Yeah, well, no, just like before.
Before corona.
BCE.
BCE? Oh, yeah, I forgot you said that. They were normal.
We were just hanging out.
Yeah, we were just hanging out every...
Got to make my first movie. Yeah. Literally week. 3 weeks before everything went down.
Yeah, which I think that was our Twilight Zone thing, right?
February 22nd, yep. 2020.
Very first thing.
And we were in production of the second episode, and then we had to stop.
Yeah. So
that's why there hasn't been a single installment in the series since then. That might be subject to change, though.
Yeah, that will. Because we did that one short. We probably should have done... We had an idea, actually, instead of that Silent Eye short that we did. We were going to do a second Twilight episode, but we needed...
we might still do that.
Twilight.
Yeah, not Twilight.
Not Twilight. Not whoever Twilight. Thinks we're talking about that Twilight...
Ew, yes.
Twilight is disgusting.
Yes, it is.
I'm just going to let you know, vampires versus werewolves is literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
No, it's awesome. You would like it if it wasn't Twilight, vampires, and werewolves.
I think the werewolves would win, though.
Oh, that's right. You haven't seen the Underworld movies.
I have not.
That would probably change your perspective. Another movie to add to your list, man, that is infinitely growing.
Yeah, my list grows every single day. Like, I'm always hearing of different movies and stuff that people say I need to watch or that I need to watch to get pop culture references. It's sometimes it's annoying, but other times I'm like, oh yeah, I've been wanting to watch that for a long time.
I don't really care about pop culture references, so I'm fine.
So
just a robot.
Yeah,
can you hear my phone?
I am a robot.
But
yes, master.
Anyway, yeah, so we do definitely want to bring the Twilight Zone episode. I said Twilight Zone. Okay, I thought
Twilight
I said
Zone.
The wrong thing.
Don't say
we
Twilight,
definitely want to bring the Twilight Zone series back, as we definitely do have a few ideas. I have some in the pocket. I just need to develop them, and hopefully, if everything works well, we can get an episode out to you guys sometime this month. So
yeah, no thanks. I'm not acting in that.
Got to that. Well, actually, I was going to make you the star of one of them, but guess what? Probably not.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, if I have the time, that's the thing.
That's what I'm
I still have.
That's
I
what I'm talking
job.
About.
I still have a job, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, I hate work.
He's made that abundantly clear. In the short, brief period of time that Josh has been on this podcast, he has made his hate of work very, very much known. But
Mr. Krabs is over there, standing at the concession, plotting his oppression.
But anyway, January was just like any other month, chilling with these guys, saw Star Wars.
Actually going to school,
yeah. Dealing with basic high school problems, stuff like that. February, I'm pretty sure I bring this up. And I actually kind of find it funny. I actually think that in February was when I got my COVID.
What you mean?
Yeah, I got mine in February too.
Because
I got, like, a really bad...
Well, do you guys not remember when I was, like, super sick? Like, that was the most sick I had ever been.
Yeah, and that was after I had gotten sick, right?
Yeah, well, I like to make the joke that I work in a grocery store, right? So I've gotten it 50 times over and I'm immune. Like... Well, I got pretty bad sick at the beginning of the year, around the same time you guys did, and I've just not been affected throughout this whole thing, so...
I was sick for, like, three quarters of February.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember if I was sick that long or not, But I do know that I was sick and it was actually a little bad, but...
Yeah. Mine was very bad. I had body aches. Remember, I had swollen, like, lymph nodes in my throat, so, like, I couldn't even talk.
I remember you saying that.
Because I've gotten the flu one time when I first went to public school after being homeschooled for forever.
That was your welcome.
Yeah, that was my welcome. I got the flu at the end of that year. Granted, I was only there for one semester. So.
Well, funny enough, I went to the doctor. So we go to urgent care because it's gotten so bad to the point where I go to school and it's literally like I had to leave like about 5-10 minutes in the first period.
Yeah.
And I had it because it was that bad. Like, yeah. I couldn't even drink anything. Well, I couldn't even open my mouth.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, I didn't start feeling sick until 6th period that day. So I just had to wait the bus ride home, which was like 20 minutes.
We went to the Marina Healthcare Center, which is right down the street from
Yeah, that's where I went to.
And so we go and I get like tested and everything, not like COVID tested, but at first I thought it was strep because the main source of pain was my throat. And then it turns out it was not strep, and doctors actually really couldn't figure out what it was, so
it was probably corona, because at the time, there weren't really any corona tests at all.
Yeah.
And then it's only a recent development that there's actually been coronavirus tests.
Yeah, well, the weird thing is, I had flu then, the year before, I know what the flu felt like. It was horrible, it wasn't really horrible. I could actually deal with it.
That was the first time I had ever gotten like some sort of like flu like during flu season, because I never got sick during flu season.
That was the first time I had gotten the flu ever in 16 years of being alive. And then this year around February I got sick again, and it felt like the flu, but it was like tenfold, and I also had like strep was what I felt like with it.
Yeah, that's
so it didn't. It felt like the flu, but it felt way worse. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I had strep and the flu because that's what it felt like. But it just kept getting worse.
It was so bad to the point where even like in March, like right like before everything like shut down, I was still like recovering.
Yeah, and I felt weird for a couple.
But it's like so crazy because like, I still remember, like, the last, like, I want to say month of school that we had. Like, I just remember hating it because at the time, it was just our teachers, or at least mine were, I'm not sure how your guys' were just teaching us the same things that we were taught in junior year. So I was already, like, angry, and I was already, well, I've had senioritis since sophomore year. For those of you who have been on the podcast and listened to that, that's when that all began. So, I mean, it pretty much began for Josh as well. But it got to the point where I'm just like, why am I even going if I'm learning the same stuff? Like, I know how to, like, do this. Like, because it got to the point where I felt like our teachers, like, didn't have anything to give us. Well, which is weird because we still have 2 months left in the year.
It's kind of sad, though, because I'm not trying to brag or anything, but being homeschooled, when I first went to the public school, I was like, I learned all this my first semester, and they were learning it at the end of the year, so I was kind of like that once I had first gotten there.
Let us just say that Caden's one of the smartest people we know.
That's why we call him Dr. Strange.
Yep.
And robot, because they don't believe me.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Plus, I don't really show emotion, so.
Really? My senioritis, Michael, actually started in 7th grade.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So even before high school.
Yeah, pretty much. And now I actually... What's funny is I hated school for so long and I didn't want to be there. But now I actually want to go to college now and actually learn something.
Which is funny because he used to talk crap about college.
Yeah, my motto, guys, used to be screw college, I'm enlisting. But now it's screw enlisting, I'm going to college.
We'll get to the whole college section pretty soon because it's funny because I don't want to shift your views. But I got some stuff about college that I want to talk about. But right now, let's get back to the good old days back when we had little to no worries in the world except high school. And, and then February, I remember I was just very tired of it, and then that last day, Friday the 13th, I remember, like, I cannot wait for this break, this is gonna be awesome. Now, keep in mind, that obviously people knew about the coronavirus, but no one was really taking it too seriously, because I'll even admit as well, I was one of the people who thought it was just going to be like this like little thing that we could take care of, no problem. And let's see, about a good 10 months in almost, yeah, we were wrong. And so I just remember people talking, we talked about it in my government class, like literally from day one of second semester, we were talking about it and always giving ourselves daily updates. And I remember the day, it was really creepy. This was like about like 2 weeks before everything went down, was when my government teacher said like that the coronavirus hitting the US like was inevitable. So it was like, okay. And then I remember everybody talking on the last day of school saying how we're going to get an extended spring break. So I thought that it was just going to be that, an extended spring break. So I'm like, awesome. That's going to be nice. I was excited. Yeah. Call of Duty Warzone was coming out. So I'm like, this is going to be great, guys. I'm going to enjoy it. And then I got the break I deserved. And then I got an extended break. Yep. I say this joke now. And unfortunately, the girl that I liked at the time but was too dumb to realize that I liked her all along and was the right person for me, she had actually asked me to prom. And I was so nervous that I couldn't give her an answer. And my, excuse my language, my dumbass says, I'll think about it. Yeah, it still eats me alive.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I know. I already said that. Still keeps me up at night.
Kid, what are you doing?
So that ended up happening. And then, like, that, I always tell these guys, that's just my luck. Like, that's my luck, is that when I get the chance to go to prom, God is willing to inflict a global pandemic just so I won't go. Well, that is just my luck.
If it makes you feel any better, I wasn't gonna go anyway.
Well, I already knew that.
I don't like school dances.
I knew you guys didn't like it, but I wanted to do it just to say I went.
I would have gone if the girl I had a crush on didn't have a boyfriend already, so.
Oh, pain.
I would have gone, like, I was willing to go, like, in general, and at first I, like, hated it, and then it was funny because right before spring break and everything, I'm like, you know what, this is going to be, like, my last 2 months of high school. This is when I'm going to come out of my shell and just try stuff I wouldn't normally try, because F it. Senior year. I'll do what I want. Not going to get the chance again. Well, I was wrong. I got the table flipped.
If you were a teacher, you'd probably have a second chance. You could be a film teacher.
I mean, that's not the same. You only get to be a high school student once. And I mean, I can talk.
Unless
you're a super senior, which a bunch of my friends who were juniors kept telling me that they wanted me to stay, so they told me I should purposely fail my classes. I was like, no. I mean, I love you guys, but
no.
I'm not committing another year of my life to this place.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But so I remember that ate at me for a while. Still does on some occasions, but what can you do? I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. So I mean,
Can't do nothing about it now.
So, like, at the time, I remember very vividly coming home from school that day thinking, okay, like, it was a fairly good day. And I remember literally coming home, sitting in my loft, dropping my bag down, because at the time my TV and my PlayStation were in the loft. So I just remember coming back home. I didn't set my stuff down in my room. I literally just sat down. I turned on the news, and that's what I was seeing, that the world was shutting down. So I was a little nervous. And then within the next 2 days, on Sunday, we're like, hey, we got an extended spring break. We're in lockdown now. And that was when the great toilet paper shortage began.
I like to call them the toilet paper riots, just because people actually were fighting over toilet paper.
I just think of,
and it was just hilarious.
I just think of Obi-Wan when he talks about Luke about the Republic, and he's like, full of the dark times.
Or the dark times. You're not wrong.
But for the most part, again, I was trying to be optimistic. I'm like, this is just going to be an extended spring break. I'm going to enjoy this. I feel like we were given this time for a reason. Warzone just came out. I was hyped. And I remember it took us about, how many months did it take for us to finally get you to get Warzone? Because you wanted it.
How long did it take? But my dad kept saying no, even though he'd let me play Call of Duty games before.
And you were of age.
And yes, I was able, I was old enough, finally, I turned that year 17.
Yeah, I remember, because you had your birthday that first weekend or whatever. Yeah. I remember I couldn't go, because that's right when everything went shut down.
Yeah, that kind of sucked, but whatever.
But yeah, and so I remember I didn't think much of it. I'm like, this is great. This is just like, it's like a mix of like winter break and summer break, like in one. And it's like, great. And we're given all this extra time. And soon 2 weeks became three. And then three became four. And then I remember the final deadline that we set for ourselves before they canceled the entire year was, I remember we were supposed to give it back the Monday after Easter. That's what I remember.
That didn't happen, though.
Yeah, that did not happen. And I remember that because I'm like, if we do end up going back the day after Easter, that'll be on April 13th. So it'll be exactly a month that we've been off from school. Mm-hmm. And then one day in like April or late March, again, that first quarter of the year kind of blends together. But then again, what part of the year doesn't? So I just remember very vividly my 8-year-old brother coming into the room saying, Michael, we don't have school for the rest of the year. And I would join in the celebration because I know that that's probably big for them. But it's big for them because they get to go back the following year. Well, they don't now, but they do hybrid. But, like, you get my point. Like, they get to go back, but I don't. I'm done. That's it. We didn't get the goodbyes, or the proper goodbyes that we wanted.
I was okay with the graduation thing they did.
Yeah, I was fine with the graduation thing. It beats sitting for 2.5 hours in Arizona heat, which this is when summer's like weather is like kicking off.
And not to be rude, but I don't want to sit through 2 hours of other people. I'm not that interested. Like, good job, but like I don't want to be there watching you.
But like when it's Josh and I, you're like, yeah!
Yeah. And then after that, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be here.
Nah, but, I mean, graduation was kind of a plus that I got to do it in 2 minutes. I mean, again, was not at all what I thought it was going to be growing up. But, yeah, I'll take that over sitting outside in 100-degree heat any day. So, I mean.
My parents were like, dang, you didn't get to see the full graduation. Like, go through an actual graduation. And I'm like, well, explain it to me. What would it have been like? They're like, well, you got to sit through all the other classmates. And I'm like, no, thank you.
Yep, nope. Nope. I'm fine with mine lasting, like, literally 2.5 minutes. I was so excited that I forgot to stop and take a picture. I literally walked right across that stage with my diploma. I'm like, I did it. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah, I almost did that. But then they're like, wait.
Yeah, take a picture. My parents caught that on video. They caught that on video of them calling me back. And I was, like, embarrassed, but I laughed it off. But I'm like, sorry, I was so excited. I just saw nothing. But, like, it was so creepy. The way how I pictured it was, I don't know if you guys got this feeling when you guys walked up there. But, like, it was literally, like, it felt like an actual, like, line was drawn. And it was like, okay, high school? And we're literally walking into the next chapter. Like, I thought that was the feeling that I got, and I thought that was so weird.
Yeah, I kind of got that feeling. That was cool.
It sort of felt like that, yeah, but
it was trippy. But then, like, it was weird because, like, I thought I was going to be overcome with emotion. And, I mean, to some extent, I mean, I was.
For me, it was like,
I was just kind of ready to be done with high school, honestly.
Well, I
walked,
like,
on the stage, and I was like, yep, finally.
I was starstruck for, like, 5 minutes, however long it lasted, and then afterwards I was like, oh well, life hasn't changed at all. I'm still working at a grocery store, I'm still doing the same thing, trying to enlist. It just didn't, nothing really changed. All that changed was I got my diploma, and that's it.
Yeah, and you didn't go to school anymore for pretty much the whole year.
I had a lot more free time, which then again, that really didn't change much considering all I had was free time.
Yeah.
Because,
well, once we started having to do online, because basically if you had B's or above, you were fine.
Yeah, and I was, and, like, I remember, like, teachers trying to, like, convince me, and I'm like, why? Like, my grade can't get worse, and I have A's and B's, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. and we're good. And like at one point, I even had to convince my parents. But I'm like, dude, I will show you the video of the principal himself saying all this.
Yeah, like I once the prince, I was still trying to be like diligent and show up.
I was at least trying to do it in English.
Yeah, I wanted to show up just in case. No. But once the principal was like, yeah, if you've got like C's or above and you're okay with that, then you don't need to do any work. I was like, well, I pretty much got all A's, so I don't want to do anything.
Well, summer it is, yeah.
Yeah, so I
basically... Summer in March.
I mean, we all basically had our breaks.
We did, and then I'd say I got stir crazy.
That's, which is also when I started my YouTube.
That is, that yes.
was cool. So well, actually, we all pretty much started our YouTubes at that point.
Yeah.
My YouTube is kind of dead, by the way, so if you go to my channel, you're not going to find anything new. I'm working on ways to try and make time to make new content, but really, I've been so busy for the last however long.
Which, funny you bring that up, because Caden and I were talking, and that was one of the ideas that I had that I wanted to tell you guys about. I think to even further motivate yourself is if you document your journey.
Document my journey. Become a vlogger.
Not a vlogger, per se, but...
But that's exactly what a vlogger does.
Not like a traditional, like, daily life vlogger. You're just doing, like, talking...
Like, update things. Like, imagine you were making a big...
Maybe, like, update things. Like, it's not like daily... You're not vlogging your daily life. It's just whenever you're doing something active... I don't know. You can just record yourself for, like, 2 to 5 minutes or something, and, like...
Or even 30 seconds.
You can, like, that way, maybe it can give you something that'll help, like, boost your, like, confidence, because you can, like, literally watch your progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea, actually.
We can flesh that out, but that was just an idea that I had.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and that's a good idea.
Which
I actually been thinking about it, but...
Yeah.
I've been thinking about, you know, trying to be a YouTuber, but not, like, putting stock in it and making a career... More like just something I do on the side, because like ultimately I want to get into an actual career, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not like, and I'm actually getting close to it pretty soon here, so.
So it'd be like a hobby. Then.
I mean.
Yeah, like a hobby.
Everybody does it on the side, I mean, yeah, and it can just be something that like, yeah.
Heck, my favorite YouTuber does it on the side. He's like a financial something or another on the
yeah,
real life.
You can do it. You don't have to make YouTube a full-time thing. Unless you're really that dedicated.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like Shane Dawson or freaking... What's his name that I was just watching? What's the Paul brothers? No, I'm not going
to
be like
them. Well, no one wants to be like them. I mean,
the Paul brothers are stuck-up idiots, but that's not the point of this podcast.
My favorite YouTubers.
They can box, though.
They can?
Yeah.
Well, that's debatable, but anyway...
I want to see that Mayweather fight.
Honestly, I do too, but it's not... I don't have the money to, you know, like, pay for that.
Oh, I know. That's why I just go over to people's houses and watch. I got to watch Mike Tyson fight, like, about,
did
like,
Tyson fight?
About, like, 25 years past his prime, but, like...
Well,
it was
still,
just
because he's freaking awesome.
Well, I know, but it was still cool to see it. He fought Roy Jones Jr., who was also 25 years past his prime. But, I mean, crap, I got sidetracked. Oh... Yeah, so anyway, that was an idea that I had for Josh. Maybe we could possibly document your journey, and that can kind of serve as like a, I don't know, some source of like inspiration. If you're ever feeling down, you can just look up those videos and like you can just view your progress and get yourself motivated. And then when you finally reach your goal, you can go back and look at day one and see how far you've come.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, that's a potential thing that you can do. I mean, I can help you. I got the camera equipment and everything. So.
We haven't even finished our recap of 2020. We're just...
Because like, we're still in the first quarter.
We're fleshing out 2021 already.
Well,
we just kind of skipped from
it's kind of blending together, but I mean, let's be honest, guys. Those of you who are listening, 2020 is a lot to unpack.
Really, I don't even necessarily want to unpack the rest of the year, because... Either not much happened or way too much happened in one spot, and it's just...
That's what I was just about to say. So, mainly, all I can tell you guys is that shortly after graduation, from about May to, I want to say, about August or... I want to say from the time school got canceled in late March, early April, till about late July, was when my like mental state was like completely out the window, and I just spiraled into like the worst case of depression I had ever seen since my sophomore year of high school. So, I mean, I was just down, like, I was just angry because I, like, felt like I didn't take much advantage of, like, the time I was given. I was very, like, proud of myself, and not to mention that we were going through some rough stuff, like, towards, like, the end of it all, like, because, like, I was so proud because I helped with some of my friends to get a film club up and going, and I even ran and won for president of the film club, so I was very proud. But within 2 weeks, my film teacher left. And that was a huge blow, as I did see him as a mentor.
Oh yeah, and then the substitute was and a creepo.
And then that was that'll be another story. That'll be a whole nother thing within itself.
Just
but
a sneak peek. Let's say it was promoting B&B.
We got a really creepy sub for a little bit that we ended up getting fired. But that's a whole nother thing. But yeah. That was a pretty crushing blow, as I did look up to him, and especially during, like,
not the creepo, the original
teacher. Yeah, the original teacher. Let us clarify that. I just look up to him very much, especially towards the last few months. I'm very grateful that we did get close, and we actually did get time to talk with just each other and just let some stuff out and just talk about what's going on. And he did instill in me, like, some great advice that I definitely needed to hear at the time, because I mean, I think I speak for 2 out of 3 of us when I say that at least my attitude in high school was just, at this point, I don't care. I just want to pass the classes and get the diploma at whatever.
Am I that number 2?
I don't know. That's how you were, I feel like, unless I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, I was that way. I really was like, I don't want to be here anymore. I just want to get out of here. But the funny thing is, I wanted to get out as fast as I could for so long that I just kind of, you know, now I miss it. Like, I wish I was in high school, and I wish
I miss it, yeah.
Goofing off with my friends and stuff like that, but now I'm an adult, and I actually have bills to pay and stuff. It's stupid.
Yeah.
And we're not the first people to say that.
Unfortunately,
I think every teenager said that at some point, even the adults when they were
everybody
teenagers.
Says it
everyone
at some
said
point
it, yeah.
It's just a thing. It's just a part of life. It's just part of growing up, which sucks, but what can you do at the end of the day? And I mean, so yeah,
you're
all that
the
goes
best with what you're giving.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. Crap, I forgot my charger.
USB-C?
No, it's iPhone.
Lightning.
I have an adapter that you can use.
And, let's see. Yeah, so, anyway, it was just stuff like that, and then the stuff with the girl and the prom, that really ate at me for a long time, because I felt like such an idiot, because I should have told her how I felt when I really did not. And, then, come late July, I was able to reconnect with a good friend of mine who I knew since kindergarten. And we had talked throughout, like, senior year, but we never actually hung out in person until July. So, and ever since we did that, we've been hanging out and talking to each other steadily ever since. And I owe a lot to him, as he was one of, like, my main sources of, like, getting me out of my depression during this time. And I'm very fortunate this person knows who he is. And it's just, yeah, so July I got to reconnect with an old friend, I got to reconnect with actually a couple of old friends, so that was very nice, and it was just a whole new experience, and I kind of got to, while the rest of the year was pretty rough, we were able to make it tolerable for one another, and we just went on a bunch of fun, crazy adventures together, and I was very lucky and very fortunate. I started college, which was very fun. Again, not the way I pictured it, but I am grateful that I got to start. And really, that's about it. That's all that's really happened for 2020. And then got my permit. Didn't really use it a whole lot, but I'm changing that. I have been changing that. I've been doing stuff like for the past like few days. So, I mean, it's off to a good start. And my goal is to get my driver's license by June, or no later than June. So, nice. Yeah, that's one of my biggest goals. And then once we get the license, then we go for the job. So
I'm glad I did all that once I graduated, because that smart. Was before all that COVID stuff hit. So
yeah, that is smart. Yeah.
Well, we didn't even know it was gonna hit, so I'm just glad we did it, and it was at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Then,
because literally like 3 days later they closed everything down, so I was like, yes.
That's about it. And I mean, Halloween was pretty funny enough with how limited we were to like celebrate it. Like, that was actually one of the best Halloweens I had in a long time. And then I turned 19, and I didn't really want much for my 19th birthday, but what I did want, I got to do, because at the end of the day, people were asking me what I wanted, and all I said was I wanted to make a movie. And that's exactly what I did. We made The Watchful Eye, and now it is the most successful video on my channel. So, couldn't really ask for more that time. November and December were gone in the blink of an eye, literally. Or at least that's what it felt like. Christmas was weird, because I did not feel the Christmas spirit literally until Christmas Eve.
That's how it is for me every year.
I didn't really even listen to Christmas music until Christmas Eve. Which is weird, because typically I'm the one that's like, as soon as Thanksgiving's over, I make that full transition. same thing with Christmas movies. I think I only watched like 3 Christmas movies this year. I watched A Christmas Story, National Lampoon's, Elf, and Home Alone. So really 4 Christmas movies.
I watched like 8. That was, that's a little too much for me.
I'm pretty sure I only watched 2. I didn't even watch that many Christmas movies, and usually my family does, like, all-out Christmas, so at this point, I was, like,
I think it's awesome.
I wasn't really filled with the spirit of Christmas this year, because I'm still am down about 2020 and all the failures and letdowns, disappointments, and stuff that has brought this, and I'm just kind of, like, coasting along right now. And, yeah, Christmas was kind of weird for me, just because I didn't even know what to ask for. Usually every year I have a...
Same, I didn't even ask for.
Usually I have a good list every year, and I made a little bit of a list this year, but really I just didn't necessarily want anything for Christmas.
I didn't even tell my parents explicitly what I wanted, but somehow they managed to get it, because I ended up getting a record player, which I didn't even tell them that I wanted it. I said if I were to ask my parents, tell my parents what I wanted for Christmas, it was, like, exactly what they ended up getting me. So, like, I either just got very lucky, or they were very good on picking up on subtle hints that I laid throughout the year. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Maybe they picked up on the hints, because...
Probably.
Careful, dude.
Shut up.
Because I wasn't even doing them intentionally. So that was funny. But.
Man, I have these records and I can't even play them.
Yeah, well, I was really lucky this year. This was the first Christmas I got pretty much what I asked for.
Nice.
Usually what I ask for is expensive. I wanted to upgrade my computer. Well, at first I asked for a computer. It wasn't even like a good one. It was just a laptop that I could use for like school and stuff. And I ended up getting a Chromebook. When they first came out, and it wasn't even like a normal Chromebook, it was a mini, and I wasn't ungrateful for it, but I couldn't do what I needed it for, so I ended up returning it, and then I had to wait a couple years to get one. But this year I got computer parts to upgrade my PC, because I ended up getting a desktop.
Nice.
And I also got a car from my grandma, my great-grandma, and that was really cool, because it's...
Which, by the way, kind of surprised me, not gonna lie, because I was like, holy crap, you got a car, like, what?
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know, it came out of nowhere. I didn't even know about it until we went and visited them, and then after we left, my mom was like, oh yeah, she's gonna give you a car, and I'm like, what?
What?
Why didn't she tell me? What the heck is this?
It's nice, though, because it's paid off. It's brand new with only 3,000 miles, and it's a 2018. She used it, like, 2 or 3 times. So it's a nice car.
Nice.
I want a new car, but I'm stuck with a junker. Mine's a jalopy, guys. Pretty much. It's going to fall apart while I'm driving on the freeway. I'm going to die in a haze of glory, but I don't care.
Well, I feel like if you died in a blaze of glory, then it's better than dying not in a blaze of glory.
True.
And I mean, it was just really cool. I mean, the last, 4 months of 2020 were cool, as I was spending a lot more time with an old friend of mine, and it was just really cool because we were doing all this stuff. I actually got to explore a little bit more of, downtown.
Oh, wait, are you talking about who I think you're talking about?
Yeah, I was able to explore more of downtown Tucson and just get a glimpse of, the culture and stuff. I really got into vinyl, and I really got into record shopping and just, the kind of culture, just meeting the different people that, inhabited, the shops, and that was just, really cool to, experience.
Oh, you mean the hippie stuff.
Well, they're not all of them are hippies, but they were all cool. They were all good. There was a store called the Hippie Gypsy, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I hate that store. Raquel was into that store, and that was not fun.
Oh, well.
That was actually a bad part of 2020.
My sister got it for me. It's awesome.
What?
Yeah, Josh is old.
My sister got this for me. It's a pin.
It's a pin?
Yeah, you can pin it on a backpack or something.
Oh. I'm stealing that.
No.
Wait,
why am I old?
Oh, I also got that from my sister. If you want to look behind you. It's a Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, I'm stealing that too. But no, I'm just giving you crap.
Sorry, I interrupted.
What's the justification for the crap giving, though?
Well, when you say you don't like stores like that, that doesn't take me by surprise. At all.
Yeah.
Not in the slightest.
It really shouldn't. You know me. I'm Mr. America.
Yeah.
Mr. Patriot.
Yeah.
I'm always, you know.
That looks
I've
old.
I've gotta
though.
Be.
Is this vintage or something?
I have no idea.
Cause this looks old and
faded. I think it was hand painted.
I was about to say, because that looks really good.
This comes off.
But anyway, yeah, so I just got to explore just the culture of downtown Tucson. There was Hippie Gypsy, and then there was Generation Cool, which was also a very cool store to go into. Everything in there was actual memorabilia and clothing from the 90s. So that was really cool to check out. Found a lot of awesome stuff. Got to go to a really cool record store. Called Wooden Tooth, which was very cool. It was a very, very tiny record shop, but it was very cool. It was run by some really awesome people. I found tons of music. And it's one thing to actually see those, you see those album covers, on your phone, but to actually, see it in person and actually hold it, that's a whole nother experience. And that was very cool to experience, vinyl and actually having to learn, oh, how does this work? And then, so getting to learn how to properly, handle it, and I finally got to learn how a record works and how a record player works, so that was very cool to learn. But yeah, that was pretty cool, and then yeah, that's pretty much how my 2020 went. So and then all I can really ask for this year is just continue to have good health. I want to continue to grow my channel and produce more content whenever I can, podcast being one of them. And to just, especially after everything in 2020, to just take time to enjoy every little moment that I'm given, because I never know when things could all change. So, it's really all I'm focusing on going into the year. Guys, what are your hopes, goals, aspirations for the year?
I just don't want 2021 to be like 2020.
Yep.
That's it, really.
We can all pray for that. Josh?
Same thing as Caden, except I also want to get... No, that's mine.
I want to play with it.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I really want to get my life back on track. Get some aspirations going and proceed with my career. Because I'm able to do it, I'm just not in shape. And actually, I think that's what the topic of my channel is going to be, is my journey into...
You can do fitness.
The job I want, my fitness, yeah.
I'll help you. I know some apps and stuff you can get to help.
Well, not apps. I mean, if you want to be my camera guy, that'd be great.
I can be your camera guy, and I know apps that can help you track everything.
Well, I have... Actually, that would probably be a good idea.
Just get a Fitbit.
Actually,
I don't want a Fitbit. That's nasty.
I'll actually show you...
You can get one that's waterproof, and you can, like, swim with it, and it'll track all that.
I mean, when I say nasty, I mean, like, that's old. That's old news. That's middle school.
Redhead is a Fitbit that you can swim with it, and it connects to your phone.
I said, that's middle school. I don't want a Fitbit.
Well, fine. We're not going to help you then.
No,
touch
I mean...
screen, and you can
check. I'm just kidding. Oh, no. But no,
English. The Kingsman 2020 is my channel, correct?
Yes, sir. I don't know. Is it? You
like,
can't remember your login information.
Shut up. I don't. I know.
Even though I gave it to you and I wrote it down.
I didn't write it down.
I wrote it down.
Well, can you find it and send it to me?
Gave it to you. You probably lost it.
You didn't give it to me.
I gave you a tiny piece of paper that was like, here's your email, here's your password. Don't forget it.
Oh, I know where I put it. Never mind. I know where it is. Anyway, but it's going to be half fitness, half faith, you know.
All right, we're going to hold them accountable, guys. You heard him say it here.
Yeah, my first video, by the way, I actually am going to do a new video. But here's a preview. It's going to be on Romans chapter 8. And yeah, it's going to be good. I'm probably going to have to go through a lot of editing and crap like that.
I'll do it for you.
Thanks, bud. How much do you want for editing?
Gosh, I don't know. Well, what sounds reasonable to you?
Free.
No,
I'm kidding. We'll work this out later.
We'll work out a deal. See, we're already getting deals together. We're all going to help each other, and all of our channels are going to grow, and we are going to do nothing but prosper and become successful. Okay? And that's really all we can ask for, not just for this year, but in life in general.
Can you help me with thumbnails, too?
I really
just need a computer. In fact, actually, my little brother, he's getting his computer built. He can probably run a lot of the software that I need for all this on his computer, and he said to just ask before I use his computer. So
yeah, if he's not actually a jerk, unless you do it.
we'll talk about this.
My little brother's actually getting nicer. So he's been going to a lot of youth groups and Bible studies. He's been changing a lot this year. So
oh, that's nice. Okay. No, but we'll definitely talk about this. We'll definitely talk about this more once we're off the air, but that's about it for this episode. We're clocking in just a little bit under an hour. Well, as always, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day. No matter when, no matter how long you're listening, I appreciate every single one of you who stopped by to check out our journeys. It's not just my journey anymore. It seems to me like I'm bringing more people along for the ride. And I really couldn't ask for more, because at the end of the day, I do remember saying that all I wanted to do was grow some type of community. So,
yes.
Michael, I'm just going to give you one more idea before we get off the air.
Okay.
We should have our three separate channels, but
we should have a group channel.
Yeah, a group channel called Earth's Mightiest Nerds. And then just go from there.
Yeah, we could. Again, we have a lot to talk about. We are going to be doing it off the air. But I'm just going to start this off by saying thank you guys so much for listening, no matter how long you've been here, whether you're just tuning in or whether you've been here since day one. I appreciate each and every one of you who take the time out of your day to listen to what we have to say. I cannot express to you how happy it makes me feel. But anyways, that is it for this episode, episode 31. Caden, where can everyone find you on the internet?
Enhanced Fox on YouTube. Or Twitch, although Twitch is really more of like a playlist subs type thing, so really just my YouTube.
Josh, where can people find you on the internet, or where can they start to find you on the internet once you begin?
Instagram is thekingsman2020. It's not private anymore, so you can go ahead and follow it. Hang on, let me...
Actually, for those of you who don't know, if you go to my YouTube channel, MagFilmsLTD, and you go in the channel section, there is an Earth's Mightiest Nerds section that contains both their channels.
Yeah.
My Instagram is no spaces or underscores, The Kingsman 2020, but it's Kingsmen, M-E-N, not A-N. And, yeah, go ahead and check it out. It's not really that personal. It's mostly a bunch of faith stuff and sort of small sermon things that I put together. But, trying to make a little bit more personal content. I'm just trying to think about what to do.
That's really all we can ask for.
And my story usually has memes on it. Not, like, dank memes, but memes.
Good memes.
It's just memes. Some of them are wholesome. Some of them are, like, churchy memes. Others are... Sometimes I do put dank memes on there, but not super terrible because my family follows me, so...
And you could find me at MagFilms, which is on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. And I do have a Twitch, however, I do not use it. However, that might change in the future as I'm thinking to do behind-the-scenes videos like we might live stream, like while we're filming a movie or something. I don't know. Again, 2021 has got me brewing with possibilities. That's pretty much what I love about the new year. But yeah, you can find me everywhere, MagFilmsLTD, on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find this podcast, the Young Hollywood Podcast, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those are the major platforms that I use, but you can also find it wherever you listen to your podcast. Please be sure to like this podcast as well as share it with a friend. Thank you guys so much, and as always, take care.